Last week, Mooney Goes Wild was at Bloom in the Phoenix Park. We had a great time. We met lots of garden designers, some of which won gold medals. But while I was pottering about, some of the attendees came up to me with some wildlife questions. This one really fascinated me.
My name is Mary Summers and I'm from a little village in County Wexford called Oil Gate.
Oh, I know Oil Gate, yeah.
Yes,
passed through many times.
That's right, it's on the N11, just down from the M11. And while I was out deadheading my daffodils, I noticed that I had a lot of snails. The snails, we call them shellacky bookies. They're snails with with their house on their backs.
Yeah, well, all snails have their house on their backs. Yeah, okay,
well, these are shellacky bookies anyway.
Right, okay.
And to my amazement, they had nested in the centre of the old daffodil.
Yeah,
and I have loads of snails all over the place. And I recently, now I was cutting back the daffodils, you know, the stems, and I realised that there was a whole lot of snails on the stems of the daffodils.
So now, when you say a whole lot, cave-aid.
Well, on the daffodils, I would have had 10.
Really?
In one daffodil, yeah. And on other ones, there would have been about 5 in the centre, just nestled right in the centre of the daffodil.
And you have pictures on your
I
phone?
I have photographs on
And you're
my
going
phone.
To send them to us on the radio program?
I will, of course,
yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
Your question is?
How do I get rid of snails?
Well, we're not going to answer that one, you know that.
No, I know that, no.
When we don't feel good about telling you how to get
no,
rid of something.
No, but you see, I don't want
to... Amy and Anna would be hopping off me. They want to get rid of this, and they want to get rid of that, and they want to get rid of the other.
Yeah.
But you're not curious to know what they're doing in your daffodils?
I'd love to know what they're doing in my daffodils, yes.
And if you knew the answer to that, would you be more inclined not to get rid of them?
Oh, I have so many of them.
But how many daffodils have you got?
Well, I don't have that many daffodils now. It's only a small flower bed. I won't have a garden if I have snails.
So you want rid. Or you want a suggestion of how to maybe relocate them, perhaps?
Yes, well, I do.
In an environmentally friendly fashion.
I do relocate them sometimes, you know, if I get, you know.
Now, what's your idea of relocating?
Yeah. I throw them into the ditch beside it.
Oh, dear. That's
your problem. Somebody suggested that I should put a little dot of nail polish on them so that I know if they'll come back
well,
on their back.
Yeah. Well, that's one way of finding out. But and maybe it's best not to interfere with them at all.
Well, yeah,
but I'm
that's
curious
true.
To know what they're doing. So are they taking shelter in the daffodil, do you think?
I don't know.
There must be a reason. All right. Well, thank you very much indeed.
Not at all. Thank you.
Now, there's one for you. So who should we ask about this? Ain is not around today. Oh, I know the very person. His name is Aidan O'Hanlon. He's the entomology curator at the National Museum of Ireland, but formerly a researcher of snails and slugs at the University of Galway. In fact, the last time Aidan was on the programme, he was talking about the famous Kerry slug. But today, he's talking about Mary Summers' daffodil heads and the snails within. Aidan, before we get on to discuss Mary's dilemma, can I just put something to you that has been said to me many times? And it's this, that a slug is just a snail without a house. What do you have to say about that?
That's actually true. That's more true than you would think. Yeah, people would ask that often. Is a slug just a snail without a shell? And technically, it's true, yeah. They don't come from a single origin. There are a couple of different taxonomic families of slugs, so they've evolved a few times from within the gastropod group. But that's sort of more technical than it needs to be. They are basically snails who have evolved the need to go beyond living inside a shell. So a big advantage of this, and it might explain Mary's question too, is that whereas snails can retreat inside a shell in various weather conditions or to avoid predation, slugs can't, which is why they're often found in very damp, humid places. But they can, they're also freed up by not having a shell, so they can squeeze into tiny little cracks and get in underneath the bark of trees and stuff like that and down into the soil.
Now, most people will think we just have the one species of snail here in Ireland. Is that true or are there more?
If we include the snails that just live on land, so the land snails, there are probably over 100 species that are in this group. So that would include the land snails and slugs. They're lumped together. So it's excluding the ones that live around the coast and live in the sea and live in our rivers and lakes. So over 100 species of gastropod is the scientific grouping of these creatures in Ireland alone. It's probably something like 24,000 around the world. So they're a very diverse group. But I'm guessing that the species Mary has eating her daffodils is probably the garden snail. So the scientific name for that is Cornu aspersum. And this is a very common species, so it does very well near humans. It's what we call a synanthropic species. So it's one of the species that will thrive where we thrive. So one of the Mary's question was why are there so many snails aggregating on her daffodil heads? And one of the reasons could be to do with weather conditions. So snails will huddle together in very cold conditions. So it's to reduce heat loss. They'll huddle together throughout the winter often and hibernate. So you'll find them in places like on walls and inside tree trunks and inside sheds and garages and underneath plants and sometimes under the soil and things like that. And they're hibernating together to reduce heat loss because they're ectotherms, so they're very sensitive to weather conditions. Similarly, they could be huddling together if the weather is very dry or very warm, and that would be to minimise dehydration. So snails, much like slugs, are famously very slimy creatures. They're covered in mucus, and their mucus is about 90% water and about 10% sort of sugars and all sorts of stuff, that proteins that they shed out through their skin. But the main job of mucus is to keep them hydrated because they're quite squishy creatures. Where a slug can retreat inside the shell, what they will do is they'll have this layer of mucus around the shell opening that then hardens. It's called an epiphragm, and they'll hide in behind that. So it keeps them kind of moist in very hot weathers. It's why often you'll see them sort of clustered together on dry walls and stuff like that in the heat. And when there are more snails clustered together like this, it reduces the overall evaporation, so they can kind of work together like that. So that could be one of the reasons, apart from just eating the daffodils. But a third reason could be that they could be aggregating together to mate. So snails and slugs are what we call simultaneous hermaphrodites. So they are at once both males and females, and they preferentially mate. They outcross. They mate with a mating partner. But often, if they can't find one, they can just do the job themselves and essentially clone themselves. So they'll often come together in these kind of big mating aggregations. Snails are particularly weird because they can shoot these things called love darts, which are sort of like aphrodisiac harpoons, where they shoot these darts into the side of each other's heads, and it stimulates a kind of a copulation behavior then, or courtship behavior. So they'll do that before mating, and you'll often find snails, depending on the time of year, or I suppose that their life stage, if they're in a mating stage of their life, you'll find them aggregating and being attracted to these sort of big aggregations of snails to mate as well. It could be to maybe avoid predation. So the ground can be a really dangerous place, especially for small invertebrates. If you think of something like a snail, it's got the risk of predation not only from lawnmowers, but also from ground beetles, so things like carabid beetles. There are species that have big long heads that are specialised. They're adapted specifically to get inside a snail shell and devour them. Things like the devil's coach horse beetle, it's a type of rove beetle. There are certain types of carrion beetles that also have these big long heads adapted to reaching inside snail shells. Millipedes as well, all sorts of other invertebrates, but birds as well, things like thrushes. So it could be that they're getting up inside the big opening of the daffodil flower to avoid predation. And while they're there, probably munching on the leaves as well.
Well, that's what she thinks they're doing, munching on the leaves. And she wants to know, how do we stop them? How do we get rid of them? We're always saying we don't get rid of anything on this program, but how can she deter them, let's say?
If she's up for it, she can pick them off. I would leave them, but of course I like snails, so.
Okay, Aidan, thank you very much indeed. The same as what we're saying, pick them off or leave them, you know yourself.